One moment.
Okay.
Hello, Troy.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good so far.
Good, I'm glad to hear it. Happy Taco Tuesday.
Yes, exactly.
So I'm just kind of taking a look at everything here. It looks like you already have a Google Business profile and you have an awesome looking website. Did somebody build this for you?
Yeah, we had it built about 7 or 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just switched companies in February. So what we had originally was a full-blown, they handled everything for us.
Mm-hmm.
If we wanted to make changes, they did that. They did the hosting. They
mm-hmm.
did the SEO. They did
mm-hmm.
pay-per-click, whatever we
okay.
wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
But we felt like we were paying too much, and so we switched to another company.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for now this is the way we're going to go, where we're kind of I guess a lot of people call it the lunch plan thing, where you pick the services you want, and those
right.
are the services you pay for. So
correct.
We
mm-hmm.
switched to this company, and they just do the they redid our whole website in a different format, it's not WordPress, I don't think. I think
mm-hmm.
it's something else, but we were originally on a different thing even than WordPress. We were on something else. And
Squarespace?
Now, I don't remember. Yeah, I want to ModX.
Hmm. Okay.
So, anyway, this new company did the new webpage, and that's been a couple of months. And, I've been through this 11 years where, this SEO and all of this is still not my thing, but I've been forced to learn it as
yeah.
a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can't keep up with this, then you're going to fall behind with your business. So,
right.
So basically we're just paying them for, not for SEO, just for our hosting and for, we get like an hour a month of, they can make changes to our website, but,
mm-hmm.
We're free to go with whoever we want for, Google, SEO, pay-per-click, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's where, and before I probably wouldn't even talk more than 30 seconds to y'all, but,
mm-hmm.
I would like to see what you have to offer. And I did look at the website and
mm-hmm.
I read some of your reviews
mm-hmm.
and it looked pretty good. So,
okay. We have a few different options available for you. So one of them that I really like, that I feel like is like the cure for cancer as far as getting calls coming directly to you, is a service that's called Google Guaranteed. Have you heard of it?
I have, but only recently, and still don't
mm-hmm.
know that much about it.
Well, the good news is I'm really experienced in it. I'm one of the people that mainly sells these
okay.
accounts. So it's my pleasure to educate you and take the time to explain it to you. We offer a vast number of services. Our company, Local Splash, has been in business for 18 years, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, Google Premier Partnership, Google Guarantee Partnership, Meta Partnership, which is Facebook. So we're able to put together a comprehensive package. We do have items that stand alone, as well as kind of like what you were talking about with, a buffet style lunch, right? Take what you want
right.
and leave
right.
the rest.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I like how you said that.
Exactly.
I was like, okay, that's cool. It's not an all or nothing type of thing. It really just depends on what the needs of the business are. So how do you like not paying per click, but paying per lead, qualified lead at that?
Yeah, that's better because, really our success through pay-per-click over the last, we quit doing it. We haven't done it probably in 2 or 3 years because, it just never brought, I mean, we got phone calls sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but sometimes they were like, hey, I have a battery and a remote control. How do I get the thing open and change it out? It's like, oh my God. I mean, but they were all equally that crappy. They were awful, you know.
I appreciate your honesty. And did it looks like, did you ever try anything like through HomeAdvisor or Angie's?
We did HomeAdvisor. We went full in on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, built our page, made it look good. I mean,
mm-hmm.
on their site. We put up pictures of projects we'd done. We put up pictures of technicians and trucks and all kinds of stuff and offered specials and, you know, and whenever people would call, man, we were on it. We got back to them. But I think of in 3 or 4 months, we only got like two jobs, maybe
mm-hmm.
one.
Okay.
And we were still in kind of a trial phase, so it didn't cost us a whole lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for as much effort as we spent and time, which I have
mm-hmm.
virtually no extra time.
Right. The time is the most expensive thing because you'll never, ever get that stuff back.
It is. They kept saying, well,
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, you can't convince me to try you again. And then, of course, you know, in the next 3 years, we probably got 2,000 phone calls from different home advisor, you know.
Organization type of situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
One would be calling for our Austin branch. One would be calling for our, you know, San Antonio branch. One would be calling for Houston, one for Dallas. And
so you service the entire state?
We'd get all these. Pretty much those four cities, and like San Antonio and Austin are pretty close together, so we do everything in between them.
Mm-hmm.
But in like Dallas and Fort Worth, we do everything, you know, between them.
Mm-hmm.
But like if it were in El Paso or Corpus Christi or Amarillo, I don't know how well you know the different areas of Texas or not.
A little bit.
I mean, those are all pretty remote. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Take us,
south,
you know, 8 hours to
mm-hmm.
to get there.
Right.
Yeah. So we don't, there's not enough to make us focus on those areas.
Okay. So in that case, I really think that Google Guarantee, especially based on your experience so far, with pay-per-click and stuff like that, like I think Google Guarantee would be the top service for you. So I'm going to explain it to you from head to toe, and then you can let me know, okay? And it's pretty straightforward. It's pretty brief. Okay. So first and foremost, to be qualified for Google Guaranteed, which it looks like you're already advanced verified and all of the important things, but I have to ask a couple of questions. So you have business license and insurance, correct?
In Texas, you don't have to have a business license, but we do have all of the insurance needed to work for virtually anybody.
Okay. Can you pass background
like
check?
Like $20,000 a year. Oh, yeah, I can.
I have to ask. I figured you could.
Yeah, and my wife is my business partner, and you know, she's the president of the company, and she could easily, but a few of our technicians probably would pass, but some are not, they don't have 100% of their, they're like 95% done with all their immigration stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Well, in that case, then we wouldn't put them on the
not
application.
That I could turn in.
Yeah, we wouldn't
yeah,
put them on
yeah.
the application. We only want to put the people you know for a fact are going to pass, because if that's the case and you're in a situation, like you'll get, especially with the category you're in, so locksmiths, garage door specialists, and bail bonds. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
you guys
we all
have
get screwed by
you
Google.
You do. You guys have been blackballed multiple times on Google. There's been multiple situations with y'all. And not because guys like you are honest as can be. You know what I mean? And you're real and legit.
Yeah.
But then you got the Yahoos. You know, and the Yahoos.
There's a ton of people just driving around with a sticker on the side of their truck, and that's it. That's all they got. They don't have an office. They don't have, like y'all, we're, A+. We're A+ with the Better Business Bureau.
Right.
You know, we belong to national trade associations for garage doors, that type of thing.
Right.
So, if somebody's stuff's broke and it's our fault, we come back and fix it, but there's a lot of people don't do that,
Right.
There's a bunch of dirtbags in this business.
Exactly. So it has been a little bit tougher for approval for you guys, but you have all the backing and I can see everything. In your area, it's only required with the insurance and the background check. So the thing about this is that Google Guarantee sometimes does request additional business information outside of what the state actually requires, because Google is acting as a partner to your company for the general public. Because when you're listed, Troy, as a Google Guarantee provider, Google is putting their money where their mouth is. They're saying, listen, this company is tried and true. In fact, we will back this company with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per client. So in the event that something was wrong, in the long run of things, also $2,000 really isn't that much money. I mean, we know that, But it is Google's commitment. It's Google's commitment to the public. Okay.
That's bigger than the $2,000.
Exactly. So with this, what we do is we go ahead, there's a one-time $250 application fee. Okay. The application fee goes to get you and wifey background checked. Okay. Go through the vetting process that's done through Google, uploading the business documents. It's like it takes less than 10 minutes to fill out this application. Okay. Full disclosure on timeline for this, and that's the only upfront cost. Okay. That is the only upfront cost.
Okay.
There's no hidden gobbledygook, none of that. Okay. So with that being said, then what happens is it takes approximately 4 to 8 weeks to completely get you Google Guarantee approved. Once you're Google Guarantee approved, you're going to show up at the very top of the page in the Google Guarantee section. Now, Troy, what happens is it's at the very top of the page, and it says Google Guaranteed. Okay? Now, with this, the client...
Is this separate from local listings or whatever?
Completely separate from local listing, from all that. This is what Google calls the local service ads, Google Guaranteed. So it's provided only for the local guy like yourself. Large corporations cannot list in this space. It's only for you guys.
Okay.
And the amazing thing about it is everything that you do not like about HomeAdvisor, Thumbtack, Angie's, networks, the fluctuating lead costs, the forever chasing the clients down, no lead exclusivity. All of those things have been made right, okay? Every single one of those things has been made right, okay? So this is the first thing. Your profile shows on the first page of Google, not within another directory, okay? The clients go on to Google, and they click on your profile, and they look at your reviews, they read your ratings, they look at your website, and they decide to call you directly. No middleman.
Okay.
Now, Google assigns a specific call tracking number to your phone, to your business, because what they're doing is they're tracking the physical phone calls for call authenticity. You don't pay for unqualified calls. Okay? There's only two instances that Google considers it a qualified call. The first is if you give estimate over the phone. The second is if you get set face-to-face appointment to give estimate face-to-face. So therefore, if somebody contacts you and it's a sales or solicitation call, if it's somebody seeking employment with your company, if they call for a service that you don't provide, like battery change out to the remote control. Okay. And it's not listed on your profile.
Yeah.
You're not charged. If they call outside of your service radius and it's not listed on your profile, you're not charged. You're only charged for the two instances that Google considers it a qualified call. Okay?
That sounds good. Yeah.
Getting down to brass tacks. Your lead cost is locked in at $32 a lead.
Woo. Okay.
Okay.
So they make their money on that. They don't charge a commission or anything.
No, nothing. It's locked in. It doesn't matter if it turns out to be a $10,000 job for you. It's still only $32 lead. And if it turns out to be, you know, not so much revenue, again, only $32 a lead. Get the good and the bad with it. That's why it's locked in. Now, Google requires a minimum monthly budget for 13 leads per month. Your minimum monthly budget would be set at $418. So the way it works is like this. You pay the $250 application fee today. I send you the application. You and the missus upload the proper documents. And we set your client interview with my technician for sometime tomorrow. The client interview call literally only takes approximately 15 to 20 minutes. Okay? He's crossing the T's. He's dotting the I's. He's verifying that we have all the information that we need. We go ahead and submit the application and the background check. 4 to 8 weeks later, we contact you. We say, okay, Troy, it's completely ready to go. Your Google Guarantee ad is live. If there was anything we needed in between, of course, there's direct communication. You have my direct phone number and extension line. You have the number for Ivan. So in 4 to 8 weeks, we contact you. We say, we're ready to set the minimum monthly budget. You're going to pay the $418. The leads come in like this.
Okay.
At approximately 3 leads a week for 13 leads in the month. Now, the kicker is this. You're in control of the entire thing. So say you take on those first couple of leads, and you're like, man, these are fantastic, which is literally what 7 out of 10 of my clients do. Okay, and they're like, you know what, Amy, let's crank that bad boy on up. Let's go ahead. I want 6 or 5 leads a week, or I want all 13 in a week. I want 40 in a month.
Yeah.
Whatever the case is, because you're offering in the major areas, you're going to see better return. Okay? But the latter is also true. Say you need to pause it. Say you went on hiatus for some reason, or you're booked, or you take the missus to Tahiti for a month. Whatever the case is, you call in and you pause the campaign. That budget rolls over to the following month. It's not automatically charged. It's only charged when the lead budget has been completely exhausted.
Okay.
And we give you a dashboard. So you get complete tracking and reporting on the entire thing as well, Troy.
Is there a way for us to give feedback, like quoted this for this amount, sold this job for this amount, or, I mean, other things I've done, they had a way to do that, which was good. It was good for me, so I could figure out what we were paying every month, and I could see what the return was on the investment.
Right.
And it also gave them a little bit of feedback, but,
Google doesn't offer anything like that in the platform currently. They don't. I can make that as a suggestion.
They got enough.
Yeah.
Nah, that's okay. They got enough numbers to work with, so they don't really need all of our company data. I don't think I want to share anything with Google. I don't have to.
So what do you think? You want to give this a shot?
Yeah, so obviously y'all get paid somehow for doing this. So how does that work? What's the charge there?
No, it's the $250 application fee.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's it. That's it. There's no additional cost. There's no hidden fees.
Okay.
It's
and so
very
that is one portion of the stuff that y'all do.
Correct. And it is my favorite feature, and it is the one that I strongly suggest, especially for what you're offering. If you want to attach like the local SEO, so the Google business profile to it, and continued programming for that, helping with review generation and stuff like that, that's done at $199 a month, and that's reoccurring at $199 a month.
Okay.
Okay. And that includes programming for the top. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
Well, that includes programming for the top 60 directories, so continued programming for Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, continued programming
okay.
for all
that's
of the...
Okay, that's included in the $199.
Yes, mobile platform programming, voice-activated searches, all the little bells and whistles. It includes that completely with the package as well. If you want to start talking social media marketing, which is Facebook ads, those are done in $100 increments on top of that. Okay?
Okay.
Right. And Google ads, which I think we agree isn't that great for what you're doing, Google ads are at $300 a whack to start. So the minimum that we'll even take on a Google ad account is at $300. Just because we have certain requirements and criteria we have to meet with Google. So that's really, you've already tried and true. You've already tried it out. You've already determined it's not the best platform for yourself. So I wouldn't suggest going that way unless you absolutely insist. I mean, obviously I'm not going to tell you how to spend your own money, but.
but we've seen people, you know, maybe 5 years ago, they were spending like, who do the exact same thing we do. They were spending like $25,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And they were getting a lot of business, but I don't know what their return on it was. I mean, they might have only been getting $25,000 back, you know.
Right. Well, the advantage there is a lot of advantages, believe it or not. There is quite a few advantages to it. Even if people aren't clicking on those ads, it's taking up more real estate on the first page of services. Now, if you have $25,000 that you're spending on marketing, you obviously have a little bit to spend. You have a little bit to blow, as it were, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
With that being said, like they may not necessarily click on that Google ad for the company, but when they scroll down further, they're like, hey, I just saw that up there. Like the brain automatically kind of like attaches to that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. Well, definitely. Okay. Well, I like that. And, I think we would do that. I looked at your website briefly and like I said, I read reviews from different people and most of the reviews were really good. And it seemed like your retention rate for customers, I mean, is a huge indicator of if the company is a good company to work with or not.
Right.
Cause if someone's not seeing the return, they're not going to stay more than a year.
Well, they're not going to stay more than a month because everything's done month to month here.
Yeah, okay.
Like we're performance-based.
So it looked like your retention rate was really good. So,
thank you.
Anyway, so I would like to go ahead and start with this, but again, I'd like to talk more. And it's rare that I have any time to talk, so... the guy that called me earlier, is he still on the line with us or no?
Nope. You're mine now.
I've forgotten his name. But anyway, he just stumbled upon a lucky day to call me because usually I don't have this much time. So, let's see. So, if you just had another 2 or 3 minutes, what would you tell me? What else could y'all do for us on our website to get more business?
Well, we're not going to touch the website itself because it's coming from an outside agency
fine.
It looks fantastic, but we would brand it across all destinations that you allow us to. So it's really a little bit of the buffet. You know, I definitely suggest starting with the Google Guarantee. If you also want the local SEO and allowing that, then that's the one, you know, it would be the $250 application fee and then the $199.
Yeah.
So with that, you're looking at about, I think it's like $449, something like that, right around those to get started. And then the reoccurring is the $199. And that's where I would completely start out if it was me. If you like Facebook ads and you like the Facebook marketing, then that would be the $299 monthly to go ahead and get that going. Again, we kind of agree that the Google ads really isn't for you. So that's what I would offer you.
we're not at all interested in that. But we've never had much luck with the Facebook ads, honestly. You may have a different perspective because you deal with people from all different industries who
Correct.
Are trying to see if it works for them or not. But people had obviously some groups have had success or they wouldn't be doing it. But is it something you'd recommend for us or not?
I do recommend it because it gives you stronger exposure and it gives you automatic retargeting as well. If anybody is looking for the services, they're going to get stronger exposure. And they're even coming up now. Now people are even using Facebook as a direct search engine, believe it or not. It's like the world's third largest leading search engine. I kid you not. Especially since like COVID and all that gobbledygook that happened with that big fat mess.
Yeah.
People had to go underground, but they still needed services. You know, the garage doors didn't stop breaking. People didn't stop needing home remodels. They didn't stop needing a plumber. Just because they weren't allowed to use them publicly, they still needed the services. And that's when Facebook completely blew up.
Okay. Because most of the contractors I know who did do those big projects,
mm-hmm.
they were kicking ass during COVID because people
mm-hmm.
were stuck in their houses, you know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And they're like, well, we're not selling it. Let's just fix it the way we want. And these contractors kicked ass that year.
Yeah,
so,
pretty awesome.
2 years, whatever. Okay. All right. So we'll skip the Facebook part or the social media part for now.
But
what I found out was this new company does not do any SEO, like no keywords and no other stuff,
mm-hmm.
which I just didn't ask enough questions, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we do all of the
keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, and content creation outside of the site. The site looks awesome. If they haven't done any type of SEO in the back end of the site, which I imagine they had to have done a tiny bit, we can give you the list of the keywords that we list you for. You can give them those keywords and tell them you want meta tags of those keywords on the website. And that's gonna do it. But what we do is off-site optimization. So we do, the off-site in order to come at it from a completely different angle anyway.
Okay. You know what? I don't even know what off-site optimization is. I mean,
on-site optimization is done on the website itself, and off-site is what we do. So it's done through the Google listing, all the backlinking, the manual submissions, the content creation, all the programming with all the different directories, and heavily saturating, make sure that everything matches and is concurrent across the board. So it's not done within the website itself.
I see. Okay. Yeah, you get too far into there, then I'm lost. So
you blaze over a little bit. I don't blame you.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to ask them a few questions about what they're doing for keywords and SEO, if any, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not doing any, it's noticeable because since we've switched over, our phones are, you know, I've been through this enough times. I know that nothing happens overnight. It takes a little while to get some traction with a new company and a new approach and new, you know, stuff. But it's been, you know, 2 or 3 months now, and our phone literally is previous customers and, well, that's about in our corporate clients.
Right.
So we're subsisting, you know, on that, but we're not growing that way. We're really not even making our, you know, what we need to make a month to break even. So I can't do that for a year and then look up and go, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I want to address it as soon as possible.
Right.
So, okay, well, if there's any way you could shoot me your info, like a way to contact you back with questions or other stuff, that would be great.
Absolutely.
And yeah, I would be, I mean, I could tell you, I think we want to go ahead and go with this.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I already talked to my wife and she said, well, it sounds good to you, then go ahead, which is rare that she says that. So, anyway, so, but she never wants to sit in on these conversations. So I'm like, look, if you wanted any input on it, you should have sat down with us.
Right.
You know? So anyway, but
I just sent a text message with my direct phone number and extension line because I would be the lead on your account and point of contact. So do you want to go ahead and get everything set up now or what's the next move here?
Yeah, I think so. I did have one question that I was kind of saving. So how many, you know, we're doing background checks. How many is sufficient for us, you know?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, if we're a company that works in Dallas and Houston and Austin and San Antonio, then obviously we have, you know, at least one technician in each area. But if Michelle and I are the only two people who submit background checks, you know,
they're not going to worry. They don't really ask a ton of questions in that area because what they're looking for is how the documentation reads. So if insurance and license and things like that read your first and last name, your information, your stuff, then I just leave it like that. Personally, if, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to be responsible for your employees anyways. And you seem to
and
me.
We have insurance that covers.
Yeah,
them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you seem to me to be a very stand-up guy. Like you're not going to send somebody that you wouldn't send to your own home out to somebody else's home. You know.
Correct. That is correct. Yeah.
Yeah, I could kind of tell. So it's sufficient as long as the insurance reads that you are able to target all of those locations, then it's going to be a slam dunk.
Okay.
Yeah, there's going to be no problems. So
okay.
We can get that going.
Okay, great.
Troy, what is your last name?
Anderson.
Okay, and the email?
And would we need to, I'll give you the email and then I'll ask the question. You know what, I think I've already forgotten. Oh, no.
You can ask the question first.
Oh, I'll forget the question.
Go ahead, give me the question first.
Yeah, because I'm afraid I'll forget.
Yeah.
So is the, would we need to do a separate application fee for each area or just one for the different areas?
Just one for the different areas because your insurance reads that you're covered in those areas, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as long as your insurance reads that and there's no license requirement, like when there are licenses required, it depends on the licensing. Like if the license says you're licensed for the entire state of Texas, then that's not an issue. But license isn't required in your area. So, and I believe you said you do still have some type of documentation as far as that goes anyway, right?
Yeah, well, we have our, you know, we're a C Corp, so we have our, you know, documents of, when we were, you know, formed, and then we have, DBA, documents from the different areas, because the true name of our company is T&M Garage Door Inc., Troy and Michelle, but nobody's ever going to remember that, so we work a little bit with a marketing person, and we came up with Roadrunner Garage Doors, which is a whole lot easier to remember.
Right.
So anyway, our DBA is Roadrunner, but we have all the documentation showing that, which surprisingly more people ask for than I would have ever thought. But
okay. Yeah.
So anyway, I didn't know if we needed to like target one area.
Right.
Okay. I don't know if we needed to target like Dallas first and then see how it went or whatever. But at this point, we just target everywhere, right?
Right. And that's completely up to you. If you want to target certain areas, like when you fill out the application itself, Troy is going to say it's going to say the areas that you want to target. Now, you can do that by county. You can do that by city. You can do that by, you know, zip code. It depends on what the needs of the business are. Again, I have people who are, I have people who are licensed for an entire state. Okay. They're licensed for an entire state, so therefore they target the entire state. It shows their area and the surrounding and where they're coming up. I'm pulled this up real quick. So it asks for the full physical business address. It also asks for the year that the business was established, the EIN number, what state the incorporation or state it was registered in. It asks for the insurance document, and then it does ask if there's a business license, then you upload that, ask for that business license number. In your case, you would just put NA because you don't have one. It's not required. Okay. And then it's going to ask if you're BBB accredited, so on and so forth. Please list, then it's going to ask, please list the counties and or cities that the business services. So you're going to put that into that field, the areas that you want to target. Okay. And then it's going to ask, what is the total number of business owners? So it's going to, you're going to put, you know, two, and then field workers.
Yeah.
I would just go ahead and put zero. If you're not going to, if they're not, they don't have a social security number and you're not positive they can pass a background check, put zero.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
And then it's going to ask for the second business owner's information and social security number and date of birth. Okay. It's very straightforward.
Okay. Okay, great. Great.
Okay.
Let's see. I had one other question based on what you were just saying. It's getting too late in the day. I'm losing my... I'm going to go get a Coke or something.
The bandwidth starts shrinking.
Question. Yeah, exactly. That's a good way of putting it, especially in your business. But... I do have all of those in, I've had to fill it out for other people we've worked for all of our zip codes in the state, which is definitely a more, you know, I would never say Dallas. Well, we work in Dallas. Mm-hmm. There's some areas of Dallas we don't want to work in, you know,
right.
We don't want to target, they're bad areas to go to, they're bad areas where people don't pay, they're bad areas because, you know, mostly they don't care if their garage door opens or closes, so why would we want to advertise there, you know?
Right.
That's why we were like, okay, let's just break it down by zip code and we can eliminate a lot of those areas.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a pain in the ass, but the work's already done, so
right.
That's the way I would submit it, probably. I don't know. I'll think of the other question or I'll send you an email later. So, okay. If you want to send me what we need to do to fill out to get started, then
perfect.
We can do that.
Email address, please.
Oh, yes. There we go. Troy, T-R-O-Y, at Roadrunner Garage Doors, plural. .com.
Got it. Okay. Are you going to do just the Google guarantee at this point, or are you going to go ahead and throw in the local SEO as well?
The Google guarantee, I think, and then we'll, I'm going to talk to our current, at
provider.
This point, I just call them a hosting provider because I really thought we were getting SEO and that's not what they're going to do. So, or that's the way I understood it last time. So I'm going to clarify with them. But,
okay.
No, I think this is going to be a good thing for us.
Okay. You can add it in at any time. I sent you my direct phone number and extension line. So you'll be able, you can call me directly and say, Amy, I want to go ahead and throw that on. I just sent you an email right now with everything that I verbally told you, Troy, and it's going to say Google guaranteed. In just a moment, after I process your account, I'm going to send you the Google Guaranteed application. Now, to verify a little bit of information here, I have a business address of 2950 North LPW.
Yeah,
that's
not the address we want.
No?
But, yeah.
What is the business address as it reads on the documents?
Okay. It is, and on which documents, by the way?
It's going to be the insurance document.
Okay. So insurance, is, oh shoot. Hang on. Because we moved, but then we kept receiving mail after we moved at this location, and we had it almost the entire time, 11 years, so I hate to change it because that's where we get our tax, you know, our tax info and all that. So, but it's 3824 Cedar Springs Road.
Got it. Out of Dallas.
Suite 736.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in Dallas. 75219.
Okay, got it. And then, let me see here. Okay. What are the hours of operation? When do you want the phone call?
I think we're going to, yeah. Well, let's say 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday.
Okay. I'm just going over a couple of questions here. You already have that. Not required for the business license. It's not required. Okay. Yes, you have a certificate of insurance. If you ever need a website, this we have a custom one that's included with this specific service, so there's no additional charge whatsoever if you find that you ever need one, okay?
Okay. Would you do one like the quality of the one that we have now?
It's not exactly the same. No, it is a great quality, but it is done through WordPress. Again, ours do have the SEO in the back end, though, to correlate everything completely and really link it all together. But the site that you have is a really nice site. It is a very nice site. So just throwing that out there. Okay. I'm going to schedule, so I'll give you 24 hours with the application. Again, the questions that I read off to you are literally, I was reading it straight from the application itself, so it is very straightforward and easy to go ahead and fill out. But I have to set a time for you to speak with my agent, Ivan, for client onboarding.
Okay.
So he's just going to verify the application and things like that. What time tomorrow is best for that?
Oof. Here's the deal. I'm leaving in the morning to go to Austin.
Okay.
And I will be there through Sunday.
So if I send you the application now, can you get it done before 5:30?
My time?
Yep.
I assume we're on different time zones.
I only ask because I know you said today's the only day, you know what I mean, that you had some time. Again, once the application's turned in, that conversation doesn't take very long. It is very, very quick, okay, but it is one that needs to happen so we can push it out.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, if I'm driving and she's here in the office, then if there's a way he could get us, a conference, three-way conference call or something. Then
that's not a problem.
Be on together. Okay.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Yeah,
and he's going to look for you. As soon as you submit the application, he's going to see that it's completely submitted, and then he's just going to tell you what the next steps are. It's not a long, drawn-out process, I promise you.
Okay. Yeah, that'll work then.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and send the application out to you now. That way you have it. And
I will do what I can to get it there by 5:30. I just need to look at it and see what all's involved because I'm already going to be up till midnight doing payroll. So I don't want to, I'm trying not to add anything else to my plate until I get that done.
It's coming now.
But I will look at it. If it's something I can, if it's something I can squeeze in that won't take, you know, more than 20 minutes, you know, I'll do it and get it back to you.
Okay. Yeah, it won't take more than 20 minutes. It's already in your inbox, and it's already there for
okay.
you. So the last thing that I need to do, Troy, is I just need to go ahead and take the billing information. So for the cards you're putting on file,
okay.
is the billing address the Dallas address, or what is the billing address?
No, it's actually our home, and we decided we have so much we have so many cards and all that, and now you know your gas. Every time you get gas, you got to know what area or zip code your card goes to, and
mm-hmm.
so we just send them all to our house.
Okay.
So you want the billing zip code or the whole address?
The
or
whole
what?
Address, please.
Okay, it's 1031
mm-hmm.
Villa Court Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in Seabrook, Texas, S-E-A-B-R-O-O-K.
Got it.
77586.
Okay. The cards you're putting on file, is it Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Amex.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
3779-860.
Mm-hmm.
232-13007.
Expiration month and year?
03/28.
4-digit code on the front?
2524.
I need to set a security question on the account for either you or Michelle to call in anytime that you were making contact, or you're not, if you're not sure if it's local splash or anything like that, just ask for your security question. It will either be your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay. And it'll be for me?
For both of you.
Those questions for me.
Yeah, one of those. You just choose one.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Which one would you like?
Oh, mother's, I don't know if you ever doing that now. Mother's maiden name is easiest for me.
And what is her maiden name?
Goodsell, G-O-O-D-S-E-L-L.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go ahead and save that. And I have your permission to run for the $250 application fee?
Yes.
Okay, I'm processing that now. You will receive an invoice here in just a moment. And then the next thing that's going to happen is I'm going to go ahead and do you have Michelle's phone number handy?
Yes, I do.
I just want to put her in as a preferred contact on the account. That way there's no problems. I'm ready?
Okay. Yeah, it's 281-782.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. 7143.
And I'm
and
assuming her last
her
name
is spelled with, that's correct.
Okay.
And her first name is spelled M-A-C-H-E-L-L-E instead
okay.
of with an I.
Got it. Mine's A-M-I-E, so I got you.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's quite a few ways to spell Amy.
Yes, there is. Okay, so I've got everything in that I need. The only last thing that that I need from you is you will receive an email with the terms and conditions, and or I can walk you through it real quick on the text message. It's up to you.
Just shoot me a text message. That'd be great.
Okay, I'm sending the link to you right now. If you see an asterisk
okay.
by something, Troy, it means it may or may not be included with your package. The most important part for you to pay
okay.
attention to is the LSA. That is everything that you've been charged for, and we'll be onboarding for that appointment here in about an hour and 10 minutes, hour and 40 minutes or so, okay?
Okay.
All right. Go ahead and take a stab at that application. It's very straightforward, and I'll be talking with you in just a little bit. We're going to call from our 877 phone number, okay?
Oh, okay. I've been dodging those. So
yeah. Well, you're going to want to lock in our 877 phone number, because when we contact you from that number specifically.
Oh, okay. What is that number then?
877.
877.
635-6225.
Okay.
Okay, and my extension is 224.
224. Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
Good.
Perfect. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Troy. Bye now.
Okay, bye.